I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Today, Norway began to bury the victims of last Friday's twin attacks. The official death toll has climbed to 77 now. The man who's confessed to the killings had ranted against Muslim immigrants and a multicultural Europe. His attack came just a week before the capital, Oslo, was due to hold its annual International Arts and Culture Festival. As the World's Clark Boyd reports, the Mela Festival got underway today, but not quite as planned.
This year's Mela Festival was supposed to last 4 days. More than 200 Norwegian and international artists were invited to attend. But in the wake of the terror attacks, the festival has been scaled back to just a day and a half. It started this evening. Prableen Kaur, a young survivor of the Utøya shooting, spoke, and then musicians laid flowers on the stage to remember the victims. Khalid Salimi is the artistic director of the Mela Festival. He was born in Pakistan, but has been living in Norway since 1976. Salimi's office is very near where the bomb attack occurred 1 week ago.
I was in the office when it happened, and I saw from my window everything trembling down.
Half an hour earlier, Salimi says, he was walking on a footpath next to the Prime Minister's office building.
29 minutes after, the whole building was bombed, you see. So I could have been among those people, you know, dead.
Salimi says they've retooled this year's Mela Festival to honor the dead and comfort the survivors. But it's also to stand as a counterpoint to the anti-immigration rhetoric of the confessed killer, Anders Behring Breivik.
The person who's behind all that murder which has taken place in Oslo, his main target is that he wants to prevent this country being culturally diverse. Our festival is basically taking place because we want to expose audiences to the cultural and artistic diversity.
I am a soldier.
I am a soldier of the stage. If I go on, I go with rage.
I am a soldier. I am a soldier.
One Norwegian band taking the stage this evening is Queendom, an all-female, all-black performing arts group. Asta Businge Lederson is the daughter of a Norwegian and a Ugandan. She grew up in the Oslo area.
I would say I was like the first generation of African Norwegians that grew up here. We knew the language, we knew the cultural codes, we knew the Norwegian songs, we felt Norwegian, but we really felt like the term Norwegian wasn't broad enough to encompass us.
That's one of the reasons, she says, she got into music, to find a way to feel included.
Lord, no. Why you're taking up all this space?
And as time has gone by, I feel like the term Norwegian has become something much broader, and people have struggled, people like me and people of different ethnic and religious backgrounds have struggled to be able to claim this country as ours.
Up until last Friday, Lederson says, many in her mixed neighborhood in Oslo would have said that they'd made good progress. But immediately after the attack, suspicion fell on Muslim extremists. Lederson says she was scared.
I kept thinking, oh no, because this will fuel that hatred. And then it turned out to be, as Norwegians say, one of us. But I'm thinking, why did he do it? He did it because he hates Muslims, because he doesn't want this country to be that diverse, open, democratic country that we actually love. So sometimes I feel like the bad guys win, no matter what.
Lederson says she knows that Breivik's words point to an underlying unease over the increasingly diverse ethnic makeup of today's Norway. The changing face of Norway was evident at the Mela Festival this evening. Norwegians of South Asian and African descent turned out to hear the performances. They say despite tonight's sense of unity, they know that Norway is wrestling with some difficult questions about who it is and where it's heading. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Oslo.